Maestro, La Traviata, one of the greats. How are you dealing with this?
Oh, I'm very happy to be revisiting La Traviata. It is, as you say, it is one of the greats. And I'm a huge Francophile. So anything that is set in Paris, I'm all over it.
Oh, yeah. It's such a beautiful opera, and I don't think there is a spare note anywhere. It's succinct and amazing.
It is. You know, I can't remember. I think it's his 15th, 16th, 17th. It's maybe his 19th opera, around about there. And it's funny because when you think of the middle period big three of Rigoletto, Il Trovatore, and Traviata, Traviata is the last to be composed, and I always get confused. I always think Il Trovatore is the last one because it's a little darker, and it feels in some respects more obviously progressive. But La Traviata is incredible because especially the second act, the duet between Violetta and Germont, even though it's a bourgeois drawing room scene, you know, in a country house, but it's so intense, so sophisticated, so psychologically interesting and devastating, that it's really opera at its very best. It's opera at its most emotional, and it's also sophisticated as well.
It's real theater. I mean, these are real people dealing with real issues right there at that time.
Yes, absolutely. Verdi tried to do something similar with Luisa Miller for operas earlier by setting, it's basically about Luisa Miller and Traviata at their bases are operas about social mores. Mm-hmm. Rather than historical themes or kings and queens or, classical allusions to gods and goddesses. So this is, it's very immediate, very visceral. And the audience watching La Traviata, the premiere of La Traviata, saw themselves, which they weren't really used to seeing in opera. And found that through the course of the opera, maybe the slightly scandalous courtesan Violetta in the first act, became the object of their great empathy, and so that the idea of La Traviata, the person, the woman who's erred, you soon jettison the idea of ostracizing Violetta because you feel for her, what she's going for, and you know that she's an incredibly moral person, actually, through the actions that she does to try and save her lover Alfredo and his family from reputational ruin. It's all the while by being incredibly sick, and Verdi's music is just extraordinary. He always had a very great affinity for his female characters. One of the sad things about Verdi is that he always wanted children. He had children by his first wife. They unfortunately died, as did his first wife. And he always yearned for a daughter. And some of the greatest father-daughter scenes in opera and relationships in opera occur in Verdi's music. And although Germont is Alfredo's father, not her father, there is this incredible rapport and tenderness that is achieved through their scene that is really beautiful. And musically, Verdi just underscores it so perfectly. Not to say that there are not other lighter moments in the opera. The whole first act is really joyful, set in this party. There's this wonderful drinking song, the Brindisi, where Alfredo, and Violetta essentially, come together musically, singing a duet in front of everybody, and you can see there's some wonderful chemistry there. But most of the first act is sort of like this wonderful conversation. It's very unusual in the bel canto tradition that it comes from. Usually you have, you know, a first chorus. It's sort of formal, whether it's, you know, the chorus of peasants or townspeople or whatever. There's always a first chorus that introduces, the scene and establishes where we are after an overture. And here we don't have the overture. We just have a prelude which sets, you know, the emotional tone for the whole piece, and basically is Violetta's illness and her passion for Alfredo. We just, you know, that is one of the most perfect preludes to any opera. And then you just launched into this raucous, joyful party scene, and you know, in mid 19th century Paris. And there's just, instead of the formal chorus, you have this conversation between a whole bunch of principals, Alfredo being introduced, the chorus commenting on it, and then the first time you get to anything that can be seen, recognized as a formal set musical number, is the Brindisi, is the drinking song, which is also, it's almost like shades of Tristan and Isolde. They drink together and they fall in love.
And there it is, the end of the opera, but not really. People will recognize the Brindisi because it's almost done in every program that just features choral singing and a tenor and a soprano.
Yes, it's a very well-known song. You can sing it with two people, or you can sing it with two people and like a chorus of four. And it's very joyful. You know, a lot of people think opera is all tremendously sad and tragic. Most of it is. But some operas like Carmen, the first act of Carmen, is really quite light and amusing. I mean, it was an opera comique, and then it goes really tragic in the third and fourth acts. But yes, the Brindisi is a light and frothy duet, and just perfect perfect to sing at any occasion. Like sparkling wine is perfect to sip at any occasion.
Absolutely. So we get all of that, and then we finally get to the fourth act, where we sort of come back around to that prelude music and what's happening with Violetta.
Well, Violetta, who has tuberculosis, which is, you know, was the largest cause of death for people in the 19th century. There's no cure for it. So she's too sick to work. She's too sick to go out. And so basically, you know, she's in her apartment just waiting for death. And having broken up with Alfredo, the love of her life, and for his sake and for his sister's sake, and the agony of her condition is shown so poignantly in an aria, Addio del passato, farewell to the past, that she sings, and Alfredo returns to her, he realizes what she's done for him, and he vows to stay with her, and she will, and cure her, and she knows that it's not really possible, but they both have these dreams of the future together, and unfortunately, it doesn't turn out that's going to be the case. But again, Verdi's music is so poignant in that last act, so beautiful. There are moments of hope, and elegance and innocence, and just the innocence of a very pure love that they have for each other. It's really, I have to say, it's from beginning to end, as you said at the very beginning, there's not one note out of place. There's not a phrase where you think, maybe I should cut this. Although one does cut verses every now and then, mm-hmm. Because it's a very big sing for Alfredo and for Violetta, Alfredo and Germont. But essentially, the dramatic flow of the piece, can, you know, just works so beautifully.
Do you have, every note is perfect. Do you have any moments that you really look forward to each night to conduct?
Well, that's interesting. You know, oddly enough, not really, because the whole piece is structured so perfectly. So, you know, it's the exciting thing about it is, you know, starting the prelude and knowing that you have 2 hours of the most gorgeous music and the most fantastic dramatic arc in front of you. And so, you know, when you conduct Traviata, you're in the moment the whole time. And everything just seems to pass, you know, perfectly. You know, the time passes as it should in the opera. And before you know it, you've reached the end of the first act and half an hour has passed and it's just flashed past. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I do love conducting the preludes to Act 1 and 3, because they're some of the most gorgeous music that Verdi wrote. I love conducting the Violetta's scene at the end of Act 1, A Forse a Lui and Sempre Libera, you know, when she's struggling with, there's this man that's just shown up, Alfredo. I've just met him, but could he be a serious love for me? You know, I've not let myself be this vulnerable before. And then she says, you know, I'm just going to, come what may, I'm just going to love. I'm just going to set my heart free and be open. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful scene. It's one of the great scenes for a lyric coloratura soprano. And Vuvu is wonderful. Actually, we have a wonderful cast for this. We really do. And the three main principals are experienced in their roles, but also Vuvu and Duke Kim are very youthful, and they have a beautiful chemistry. You know, it's an opera about young love. Mm-hmm. And we have two young principals who are, you know, who are really fine artists singing those roles and with wonderful voices. And I think the audience is going to really, really love them. And Michael Chioldi, who's singing Jean Mon Père, brings a tremendous amount of experience to this role. Very thoughtful, interpretation of this. So it's very exciting.
It is very exciting. Just one more quick question. The preludes that Verdi composed before the first and the third acts, if I think about it, that's really the only kind of prelude that he ever wrote in that style. I can't think of another piece that he, you know, everything else is like big overtures and stuff like that.
Well, there's one that you can think of immediately, which is the prelude to Rigoletto. It's the same sort of thing. It sets the tone. For Rigoletto, it's a very somber prelude that basically shows us that we're in a very dark place. And it's a similar sort of thing. You get the prelude, and then you get a party, right? But they feel so different. The openings of Rigoletto and the openings of Traviata. Because the party that opens Rigoletto seems to be more sinister. You get the very sycophantic courtiers and the sort of narcissistic duke and Rigoletto, the unfortunate, you know, hunchback who's being, you know, who has to, you know, he lives by his quick wit, and he's the jester, but everybody looks down on him and makes fun of him. So it's a cruel party. Whereas Violetto's party at the beginning of Act One is completely carefree, and there's a lot of fun being had without reverting to ridiculing people. Mm-hmm. But it is curious because there's only one opera that separates Rigoletto and Traviata, and that's Trovatore, mm-hmm. which has no prelude at all. Just launch straight into it.
Maestro, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Anna.